For January the 28th, 2021, this is Dvorak Talks Games, episode 204. So today is the release of Kaldheim, the new expansion for Magic the Gathering Arena. But I have yet to see, well, I've seen previews, spoilers. But I have not had a chance to play around with the cards yet. I'm not in the preview program, so. But I did watch just CGB playing his first match yesterday, and I've been listening to some of his content on his thoughts on the set. Looks like it contains a lot of interesting stuff. So I'm really looking forward to getting into it. I've been saving up my gold for the last few weeks. I haven't bought any or next to no packs, except for the ones that have been marked down in the deals of the week, of the day. So for the last month about, I've been saving up my gold, and I'm at around 40, almost 41,000. So, my plan is, to get into limited, this time around and, build up my collection of Kaldheim cards that way, at least initially. So that'll be interesting, to see how that goes. Probably gonna do the, what's it called? Not simple draft, but quick draft or something. Maybe a standard draft. Maybe it's called. Whichever one doesn't have the time limit where you draft against bots. Just because I'm not familiar with the cards yet, so I don't have that pressure of having to try to assess the cards on that stringent time limit, and since I haven't played with the cards, I'm not sure what works together and so forth. So that's the plan. I think they'll drop sometime today. Not sure exactly when that happens, if it's the same time that the quests roll around, which is 10 my time in the morning. So we'll see if that's when it happens or not. I know that the seasons end in a really strange time. They end like in the middle of the day, like in the afternoon for me. So we'll see. I haven't bothered to check exactly when that is. Besides that, I've been trying to push back up into Mythic. It's been kind of slow going during most of the month. I've been like off and on trying to do it. Been experimenting and jumping around between different decks, but not having all that much success. But like is often the case, it starts getting easier at the end, I guess, because all the stiff competition has finally moved up into higher rankings, so it becomes easier to rank up yourself kind of in the wave of that. I've been having good success this time around as well with Naya Winota Adventure deck, which is currently at I think 62% or something, 63% win-loss ratio. It's a fun deck to play. It has built around like half the deck is kind of the adventure core with Edgewind Keeper, Bonecrusher Giant, Lovestruck Beast, and the Giant Killer, and then the other half is centered around Winota with Bastry's Lieutenant, Kisandu Mammoth, Lotus Cobra, and Selfless Savior. So, and I also have a single copy of Luminarch aspirant as well, and then two great henges. That really tends to work pretty well. Usually in the beginning of the game, you'll get your Lovestruck Beast human token out, followed by the Edgewell Innkeeper and then the Lovestruck Beast, so to get your card refill and also be ready for turn four great henge if possible. In some of the games, you'll start out with the Selfish Savior, followed by like the Lotus Cobra and maybe the Cassandra Mammoth, or just straight Lotus Cobra turn three into Winota, and then start building up that way, which works really well. And the goal is usually to try to hit those Bastry Lieutenants with when the Winota triggers, to get those into play for free and put tokens on whatever creatures you think are probably going to die, so you have another set of non-humans next time around to attack with, because the Bastry Lieutenant creates those token knights that aren't humans, even though they look like humans. So that's a fun deck to play. Been having good success. I had a really good streak yesterday. Moved from Platinum Tier 4 all the way up to Diamond Tier 2. And the first of those from Platinum 4 to Diamond 4 was just a pretty straight up curve. I think I lost one game out of eight or something like that. That's been fun. Been also experimenting with some other decks that with a varying degree of success. I have one called the Divine, which it's worked like so-so. It's a fun deck to play, but I haven't been super successful with it, at least not in ranked. Oops, seems like the recording stopped for whatever reason. But yeah, I think I might want to cut it off here about anyway. Need to get to work, and then get ready for the call time drop later today. So we'll see how that goes. All right. Bye-bye.